the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to his very beloved companion, who the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to love so much, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him. And once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, this is the meaning of the hadith, is something like this, that O Abu Huraira, shall I tell you such an action, such a deed, or such an ibadah with which you can become a complete mu'min? What a beautiful statement. Because success that will give you the complete success of the hereafter. In other words, our attempts and efforts day and night, our deeds are on this point, this basis, that we can become total and honest mu'mins. Because Jannah, paradise that Allah Ta'ala has promised to us, it's for status of mu'mineen, those who will have the complete iman and belief. They will get the high grades and levels of paradise, and they will be able to take the treasures that Allah Ta'ala has given in paradise and benefit from them. So this message Allah Ta'ala has openly in the Quran, spread out in the Quran and in the sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, spread that out. And the companions radiyallahu anhum, Allah Ta'ala has demonstrated in their lives, for every companion he wanted to attain the highest level of iman and faith. And to attain that highest level of faith, most definitely they used to work hard. And for us, they are an example. Not this that it was just for them, the deen. No, deen is until Qiyamah. That one companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if he stated, he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that every one of my companions is like a star. Whichever star, whichever light of guidance you follow, you will attain your objective, you will succeed. You don't need to make things up. They were so kamil human beings, kamil believers, complete believers. Allah Ta'ala had made them the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam solely due to his sohbat, his company. That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he said that take any of my companions and follow him. They are each and every one of them a star, and that star will take you to Allah, subhanallah. So every companion, his attempt was to be a kamil mu'min, the best mu'min. And this is the lesson that we have got, the ummah has attained, the ummah of Rasulullah, that every human being should try to complete his iman, make it kamil. Alhamdulillah, we try according to our understanding and awareness. But brothers, sometimes we need to relate and match our understanding with the Quran and Hadith, that we're trying our own ways, own thoughts, and we should also check and balance with the Quran and the Hadith of Rasulullah that this is how to become a complete mu'min, or are we just going to try our own way? So this is what we need to think. Because shaitan and nafs, they deceive a person. Nafs says, no, you're fine. The desires say, you're fine, you're totally correct on the right path. The right path is that path which is according to the tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the master of the two worlds. That is the correct way. That path that the awliya ikram used to follow and implement. They are an example for us. Tabi'in. Those who emulated and followed Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So for this, we also try, all of us. But what do we do? How do we try that we can become mu'mins with complete iman? We think trying is in Ramadan, we keep the fast, and then should we start doing voluntary fasts or recite lengthy recitation, or should we start to pray tahajjud? Or shall we do extra voluntary optional actions, or start give sadaqat and charity and just sit down and think about these things? And if you ask someone, why are you doing all of these actions? Obviously, there's a reason, there's a desire, because I want to become a true and a good mu'min, a believer, so I can attain the best of rewards and the high levels. Alhamdulillah. This is good. This is good. All of these thoughts and points are good and beneficial, and we should do this. But Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the path that He is prescribing, the ibadah He's telling us, that is a different type of ibadah. You don't need a prayer mat for that. You don't need wudu, ablution. You don't need tawaf. You don't need to go around the Kaaba. You don't need to wake up in the night, stay awake in the night. That ibadah, the worship that the Prophet ﷺ is prescribing, explained that you, with this deed, with this worship action, you can become a complete believer, true believer. What is that action? Very simple, it will seem what I'm saying, but subhanallah, the level will be so high due to this amal, due to this action. And that amal, oh Abu Hurairah, my companion, if you like, that if you want to be a complete believer, complete mu'min, then what you should do for yourself, what you like for yourself, you should desire for others what you desire for yourself. Subhanallah. What you desire for yourself, you should desire for others. That is such a great deed, such a great ibadah, worship. The Prophet ﷺ said that the people who do implement this deed become the complete believers. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar Kabira. Allah is the greatest. Now let's compare this reality, that should we stay up all night long and keep the voluntary fast, do Umrah, very good recitation of Quran, very good action. But is this action within us, inside our lives? That what we like for ourselves, do we prefer and like that for others as well? Do we? I will say a very minute amount, probably in the minus. Today we'd have to seek this out. The question doesn't arise in this day and age, that you will find many worshippers doing ibadah. That if Umrah opens up today, the flights will take off, visas will be stamped. Don't ask. So many people will run. But every man, let's ask with the truth of the heart, that if something was to look into our hearts, that is this quality within our hearts, that what we like for ourselves, do we like for other people? Do we prefer and like for others what we like for ourselves? Subhanallah. We, you know, the most wasteful thing in the house, we could say, that's not used, that we have to throw away. We wrap that up, put some fragrance on that, we give that as a gift, and we're giving a favor to someone. We think we're giving him a gift. Yeah, if we go to buy something, that we have to buy something for someone, then for us, we'll put the better thing in a different basket, and the thing we're getting for someone else will be in a separate basket. For example, if to give something to someone, you go and see that what's old in our home that we don't need anymore, let's present that at his service. I remember an event, there was a pious elder in a certain place. He was a pious, good person, good mu'min, righteous believer. Obviously, when a person, if there's a good person in the town or city, people accept him and look at him in this regard, that he's a pious, piety. So every man with a good heart, he tries to serve the pious person, to earn his du'as. Very valuable thing is to sit next to a friend of Allah, wali Allah, to earn his prayers, du'as. So according to capability, capacity, people, they serve the pious people, they go give some gift or hadiah, etc. So in that town, there was another person who knew about this wali Allah in that locality, vicinity. And he used to speak a lot, oh, I'm good and I love the wali's Allah, I'm this and that. He used to shout out loud. But his habit was this, that, and he had a desire to serve a friend of Allah or a pious person. And obviously the friends of Allah, they're simple and humble. They don't demand any service or attraction. They never say anything bad to anyone. They don't look at down anyone. They don't have any extra desire. They don't have no expectations from anybody. So this was his habit, the other man, to exaggerate. He wanted to serve, he liked, but his service, you know, just like the food was made in the night, then first he'd eat himself what was left over. He would present to that pious person, to that righteous person, Hazrat, here's some food, please eat this. Very nicely cooked, we made this. And he used to present it. And sometimes he'd just give what the leftovers were. Yeah, he thought it was better than throwing it away. It's better than throwing it away, he just gave the leftovers. So this was his deed. And he used to exclaim that I serve. One day he saw, because Allah Ta'ala sometimes shows things, demonstrates. He saw that Jannah, everyone's going to Jannah, paradise. And he also arrived to paradise. He saw. Now, in paradise, people of paradise are eating and enjoying and feast and lengthy feast. Allah said in the Quran, the people in Jannah, the food they will get, they will enjoy. Enjoy. The angels are serving them and he's sitting separately. And the food is not come to him. And he's also in paradise. And he's upset down. Dream. It's a dream. He saw this. And he said, what's going on here? Everyone else is eating and why am I not being served food? I'm hungry as well. The hunger's there as well. This is paradise. So he said, Allah, that I'm in paradise. All the other people of paradise are enjoying luxury, comfort, eating and me. You haven't given me any food and the food's not coming to me. And I can smell the food. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then stated that, my servant, do you remember back in the dunya, the world, your deeds and actions? There was a friend of mine, Darvish, and you used to shout, I'm serving him and I'm assisting him. When you used to eat, the leftovers used to serve to him and give to him. So today you're in Jannah, you're in paradise, but today for you, you will only get the leftovers once the people of paradise finish and whatever's left over, you'll get a share from that. Yes, you won't get the fresh food. You'll eat the leftover just like you used to call out there on the earth. Same way here. So my brothers, because iman for a mu'min is a very big asset and the quality should be developed in our lives. Don't just look out for big, big worship actions. This won't be attained by tahajjud. This won't be attained by going to isolation for days and weeks on end. This won't be attained by doing extra optional deeds. The reason for it is what? Why? Why won't it be? The reason for this is that this quality, to develop it, to develop this quality, so that this can come into the life of a person, we don't need a prayer mat for this. We don't need wudu for this. We don't need the Kaaba. Rather, for this, to develop this quality, to develop this quality and attribute, we need to do islah of the qalb, subhanallah. We need to rectify the heart. We need to rectify, to make the heart good, to beautify it, to decorate it, to condition it. Ibadat and adat. You know, so the habits of good moral character. Yeah, these, for example, when you do physical worship, so the good moral conduct is not developed by physical action, but rather when you reform your heart, then you develop your moral character. When you reform your heart, improve your heart, then due to the islah of the heart, the physical effect takes place, that you do good actions, good moral character comes into life. Yes, because the human being has been created for the pain of others. Otherwise Allah did have no lack of creation that serves him and worships him. Allah says, I created the human being for the pain in his heart, to purify his heart. I didn't create you that you go on Hajj and Umrah and you just stand on the prayer mat. That's in the faraid, you do them so that you don't forget your Lord. You have to do the faraid actions, the compulsory. After completing the faraid actions, the greatest ibadah is what? Is to heal the broken heart, to islah of your heart. All nafil ibadat. After faraid, after all the compulsory actions, all the ibadat, that the greatest ibadah, greater than all optional extra worship actions, the top of the pile, the peak. That's why even this reaches to the height of fard, compulsory. Just as Hazrat Mujaddid al-Aftani, Hazrat Tanvi, rahmatullahi, stated that islahi qalb, rectification, reformation of the heart is fardain. Fardain. Yes, such a great mufti alim said this, that this is on the level of fard. To reform the heart, to improve and condition the heart. All ibadat, all our deeds, all fard actions after they are implemented. Rather, you can say this deed is even on the same level. The most important thing is to rectify and improve the heart, to purify the heart, to clean the heart, the islah of the heart, reformation of the heart, all the dirt and impurity. Now how dirty a habit this is, isn't it? That how stingy and miserly heart it must be, such a tight heart. That person, that for example, he says those things that are waste, he doesn't need it, doesn't like. Rather, what we should be doing, you should give those things to other people as a gift. Give that person, if you're giving something to someone, even if you give it to your enemy, then prioritize that what you like, give that person better than what you like so he can be happy. This is the gift we should give. That's the item we should do. That's the gift we should do for my brother, for my sister. Yeah, even if someone's got enmity with me, that what I like, what I prefer, I should give better than that to that person. With your heart, open your heart up. Say, they say, open your heart and give with an open heart, with a big heart. Yeah, give with your heart, give with a big heart, an open heart. But this is not within our lives. Yeah, then how can I be a mu'min? How can we be mu'mins? For this reason, that we do a lot of worship? No, all ibadah, the root is the reformation of the heart. If our heart has not been reformed and purified and looked after and made and decorated, then these actions cannot be created. That the link of these ibadat, of having a big heart and open heart, is with the, yeah, that our feelings, emotions. If these feelings don't come into heart, good regard for others, helping, assisting, wanting better for others, if these feelings are not originating from a heart, doesn't matter how big the physical deeds we are implementing, or whatever titles, we are in deception. We are in deception, we will not attain anything. Nothing at all. Remember this. Until death, we need to do one action. That keep on analyzing your heart, that have those emotions and effects and actions been developed in my life, has akhlaq been developed? Don't go towards physical deeds, brothers. Look inside your heart. Look inside your heart. Analyze your heart. And if you succeed on your heart, then the beautiful emotions and characteristics will come to your life. We have to do islah of our heart. Reform the heart. And to do islah of the heart, the principle Allah Ta'ala has made is that ask somebody, that how do you do islah of the heart? How do you condition the heart? Reform the heart. Islah, rectification, improvement, conditions. Like you have a patient, if you say this person, he's got a disease, he's got a cold, how will his cold go far away? Or go to the hakim, the doctor, homeopathic, physician, take this medicine from here, just take two sachets full and your flu will be cured and your disease will end. We do this, don't we? We go to the people that if you got a flu or a cold or to cure a disease. Why have you come? The doctor says, oh, I've come because I've got a flu. Please, doctor Saab, I've got a stomachache. Can you please give me a remedy? Why have you come? I've got a pain in my eye. Please, can you give me a remedy? Subhanallah. So we should go to such a human being. If he asks, why have you come? I've come to do islah of my heart. Subhanallah. Reform heart. Go to such a doctor. If he asks, why have you come? My Hazrat Sahib Noor Al Marqada was a famous statement of his, that whenever somebody used to go to him, like I went new, if you went to him new, Hazrat Sahib, beautiful way, would start like this. Kya adain? Subhanallah. In his Saraiki dialect. First words of Hazrat Sahib. If some new person came, said salam. And with love and affection, Hazrat Sahib would say, ha babu, kya adain? In other words, babu, he said with love, that my dear colleague, respected friend, what is the purpose of you coming? Subhanallah. What a great question. Ajeeb, unique, the friends of Allah, the walis of Allah. Because it's obvious that I haven't got gossip here or politics amongst me or worldly conversations or discussion about finance and business or buying and giving and taking or speaking about this and that and him and her. This is not here. So why have you come here, my beloved friend? Because I don't have these things of the world for you that I can give to you. I don't speak about these things, nor do I address these things. This Hazrat, Hazrat Sahib, my Shaykh, look at his great mind. I have nothing to offer, my friend. So if you come, if I don't have all of these things, then Babu, my friend, what is it you desire? What is it you've come for? Because there's no gossiping here, no politics here, no masail here, no business issues here. So what's it you've come for here? What's your objective? Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. At such doors, Allah Ta'ala sends those people those people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to make His own, to address them as mine, to such a court of the friend of Allah. Allah ta'ala only sends those human beings to the court of the friend of Allah. This is Allah ta'ala's select people who Allah ta'ala sends and presents to a wali Allah. Subhanallah. Allah ta'ala selects those human beings who He sends to the court of the wali Allah, the company of the wali Allah. So when such people go, who are selected by Allah, then subhanallah, when they go to such a place, such a blessed environment, and the darwish asks them, why have you come? What do you desire? What do you want from me? Then from their tongue comes the reply, Hazrat, I want Allah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Automatically from the tongue of the person, the seeker, there's so much nur on the face of the wali Allah in his company. When you go to him, automatically the visitor, he didn't say, I'll do dua for me, I want this and that plus this. No, one statement comes, response. And this is proof of the fact. This is the sunnah, the chain of transmission. When a person, a seeker, when he goes to the first gathering of the wali Allah and he's asked, what do you want? From his mouth comes Allah. Then understand, consider, Alhamdulillah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected me. If you are the visitor, and He selected me for the company of His wali, for the walayat, subhanAllah. So that's where islah-i qalb occurs. Rectification of the heart, reformation of the heart. This is called islah-i qalb, reforming the heart. Say subhanAllah, subhanAllah. Say it again, subhanAllah, subhanAllah. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated to his beloved companion, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu, subhanAllah, Allahu Akbar. What a small so-called statement. What a great sahabi. What a, the greatest prophet. And it's a short statement. Babu has a sahabi. So Rasulullah said, Abu Huraira, my beloved companion, you want to be a complete believer? Then you do need to reform your heart. What you like for yourself, you should like for others. If you like for yourself the stale bread, then give stale bread to others. If you like halwa for yourself, then give halwa to others. If you like for yourself the best dish, curry dish, then give the others people the best curry dish. Subhanallah. Rather, if you like for yourself, then give better to the other person. If that person's poor, how poor is he, for example? Oh, just give him a little bit. It's enough for him. No. Oh, if you've got a broken shoe at home with holes in it, oh, give the sadqa to the poor people. Yeah, then he'll be able to suffice with that. Subhanallah. He's not poor. How do you know how close he is to Allah and what a great person he is? And that dream of shirk, though, you'll go to Jannah, then you'll understand the value of those people you considered as mine in the world and used to give them broken down things, old things that you wanted to throw away. Allah will say, sit, yeah, you come in Jannah, but just sit here. In Jannah, you will regret continually because you were disrespectful and you dishonored my fakirs and my darvish and you used to hit them with the poker, the stick, the end of the stick. Yeah, you used to just keep them at stick's end, bay's end, hands, arm's length. Okay, fair enough. We've got bad habits and dirty habits and we're overwhelmed by shaitan and nafs and we do sins. For example, if there's a wedding, you give the wrong gift to someone and you give minor things, degraded things. Yeah, we've got habits like this, you know, amongst us. But let's do islah. If we've got bad habits, consider it as a defect, accept it, embrace it, at least accept the defects there first. My beloved friends, at least let's consider our bad habits. But no, we say they're not bad. We're happy. Look, all my old things have come out of the house. And I've given the way to someone. Kamil mu'min, we cannot be. That the ibadah that will make us the complete believer, the ibadah, the worship actions, will be the worship of the heart. Remember my words. Whoever has worked on his islah, on his heart all life long, he's tried. You can't get this in a day. No, you can't get this in 1 or 2 days. The heart takes. Allah Ta'ala says that if death hasn't come to you until the last second, continue to work hard on your heart. Remember this. Every second a person spends time and money, etc., to work on his heart, improve his heart, that every moment will deliver you to paradise. That's a great point. Salah, we don't know if it's accepted or not. We don't know. Our salah, our recitation of Quran, is accepted or not? But subhanAllah, islah of the heart, reformation of the heart, every moment you spend doing this, 1 minute you spend on reforming and improving your heart, that you go to a sheikh, a teacher with this niyyah, that I'll travel today to him, I will hear, so I heard he's a good man, pious man, maybe he will do islah of my heart, improve my heart, he'll tell me the remedies, the sicknesses of my heart. The more you travel, you endure
You will get the high status of worship for that. Your thinking will be worship, your walking worship, traveling worship. Whether you get that there or not, Allah Ta'ala appreciates this so much that you are trying to improve your inner self, your heart. You've done this ibadah. Every second of that effort will take you to the high grade of paradise, and it's accepted, that effort. The effort's accepted. So brothers, I don't know if you understand what I'm saying or not. Just tell me, do you understand what I'm saying? You're saying the right thing, are you? Do you understand what I'm saying? These aren't small things. But that's all I have to offer. These broken down words. Work hard on these things. Make effort. Inshallah. Yes, and all the deficiencies will be covered. And all the fake actions will be removed. Improve the heart. Correct the heart. Have a true connection with the person who guides you. So that we can learn. Remember this. That when a person goes to a doctor, physician, with the stomach ailment to correct it, then the capsule he gives to you, he says, in the day eat this three times. Then you have to eat that three times, and you take it, that prescription, the dose. Because Dr. Saab said, three doses, and if I don't take it three times a day, then the effect won't take place. This is what happens, isn't it? So when you travel for Islah-i Qalb, reformation of the heart, whatever he says, however much he says, whatever prescription he tells you for the Islah of the heart, you need to do that, we must do that. It happens regularly that people come, they have the desire, passion for Islam, but we do what we want after that. He says, do ten tasbih, there's three. He says, do it in the morning, he does it in the evening. He says, do this, shall we do it this way instead? Can I do it this way instead, alternatively? Can I do this many? If you want to follow your desires, then why are you going to the doctor then? Why? Yeah, this is a sort of personal preference. If you're going to a pious person, you select him to reform you, direct you, then totally as he prescribes and gives you the formula, you must implement the same way with a true conviction. 100%. But when we poke our toes in there, we poke our toes in, nafs is there, desires there, wherever nafs makes you wretched, have belief, what I'm saying, that person drops to the levels that you cannot imagine. You know, like Ludo, snakes and ladders, you keep going up and up and up, and then when you get to the head of the snake, sorry, that game, what's it, snakes and ladders, soon as you get to the snake bite, bang, all the way down, then you have to go up all the ladders again to get to the top of the board, isn't it? Yes, so that's how impure is the trickery of the nafs, the desires, more dangerous than the snake. You could be traveling as a seeker 30, 40, 50 years as a salik in the guidance of the sheikh. After that, nafs attacks you, your desires, wherever he attacks you, tuck all the way down, slither down, and then you don't know, you're going to get 30, 40 years again. Yeah, all that struggle effort's gone, evaporated. As soon as you reach the top, you get to the mouth of the snake, and then he bites, and then he sends you all the way back down. Is it Ludo, snakes and ladders? What's that game? So we have to be very, very cautious and careful, but only that person attains the darajat, paradise, the levels. Otherwise we'll have such a hashar, resurrection will arrive to paradise, but we'll have the hal of that person who saw that dream. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, ability and the capacity that we, the words that we hear from the pious elders and pious predecessors, what we hear, that we can do amal on that completely. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Recite the Durood Shareef.
لا إله إلا أنت subhanaka inni kuntu min zulimin. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min zulimin. Ey benim ola, ey benim ola, ham günahımı lübeyme. Ey benim ola, hukumun hum apne nafse zulüm kar çüge. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min zulimin. Ey benim ola, tune agar hami na bakşa, ya kareem ham to barbad ho gaye. Ey kareem ham to barbad ho gaye. Ya Allah apne darbar khas se hame khali na bhejna. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min zalimin. Ya Allah hum tasleem karte hain, hum tere mujrim hain, hum gunahgar hain, hum siyahkar hain, hum badkar hain, hum nafarman hain. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min zalimin. La ilaha illa anta. Ya Allah, tere siva hai kaun jahan jaye. Ya Kareem, tere siva dar hai kaun sa jis dar pe hum jaye. La ilaha illa anta. Tu hi hamara khaliq hai maula, tu hi hamara rab hai maula, tu hi hamara palan maula. Ya Allah, tu hi humse mohabbat karne wala hai mere maula, tu hi paida karne wala hai mere maula. Ek tera hi dar hai jo kuch bhi hai, gunahgar hai se aakar hai. Aayenge tu tere paas hi guna bakhshane mere maula. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min zalimin. Ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika nasta'in. Ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika nasta'in. Bi rahmatika nasta'in. Bi rahmatika nasta'in. Bi rahmatika nasta'in. Ya hayyul qayyum, ya hayyul qayyum, ya rahmaton ke malik, ya rahmaton mein dhaapne wale, apne fazl aur karam se mere maula, tu hum pe rehm farma. Chal hum pe rehm farma de, hum pe karam farma de, maula hume maaf farma de. Ya kareem, ya hayyu ya qayyum, bi rahmatika nasta'in. Bi rahmatika nasta'in. Bi rahmatika nasta'in. Ya qadi al hajat ikta hajatina. Ey kareem, tu hi hajaton ko pura karne wala hai. Ya kareem, tere darbar se sari hajatein puri hoti hain. Ya kareem, tere darbar pe sare jahan ke mangte aate hain. Ya kareem, badshah hoon, wazir hoon, faqeer hoon, gareeb hoon, ameer hoon, tere dar pe haath phailaye hue. Ya Allah, tere dar pe haath phailaye hue, jhooli mein phailaye hue khade hain. Ya kareem, ya qadi ul hajat, ae mere maula, tu hamari hajaton ko wo hajatein bhi tu puri farma deta hai mere maula, jo zarurat hum jante bhi nahi. Tu ae maula, tu khabeer aur basir hai, hamare dilon ki, hamare wajoodon ki sari khwahishat ko tu janta hai mere maula. Ya kareem, ya qadi ul hajat, ikta hajatina. Ya qadi ul hajat, ikta hajatina. Ya dafi'al baliyat, itfa baliyatina. Ya Allah, hum to ghere hue tamam afat mein, tamam musibaton mein, tamam pareshaniyon mein. Yaqinan ye sare hamare haath se hi kamaye hue jurm hai mere maula. Ae mere maula, yaqinan ye sab hameen hai apne haathon se, ye sare jurm kamaye hai mere maula. Afat ne ghera hua hai, pareshaniyon ne ghera hua hai, bimariyon ne ghera hua hai. Ae mere maula, کہیں بھی اس کا کوئی حل ہے ہی نہیں یا کریم حل ہو بھی سکتا نہیں یا کریم یا دافی البلیات واحد تیری ذات ہے واحد لا شریک واحد تیری ذات ہے ان تمام بلاؤں کو دور کر سکتا ہے ان تمام مصیبتوں کو دور کر سکتا ہے تمام پریشانیوں کو مٹا سکتا ہے تمام بیماریوں میں شفا دے سکتا ہے میرے مولا یہ تیری ذات ہے یا کریم یا دافی البلیات ادفع بلیاتنا ادفع بلیاتنا اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا والآخرة يا كريم يا شافي المراد اشفع مرادنا 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 یا اللہ کوئی بیماری ایسی نہیں اس کی شفاعت تیرے پاس نہ ہو میرے مولا یا اللہ تیرے دست قدرت میں تمام تمام بیماریوں کی شفا موجود ہے میرے مولا یا کریم تو ان بیماروں کو شفا عطا فرما دے یا اللہ بیماروں کو شفا عطا فرما دے یا اللہ اپنے بیماروں ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما دے یا اللہ اپنے کرم سے اپنے رحم سے اپنے فضل سے ہمارے تمام بیماروں کو مولا شفا نصیب فرما دے یا شافی المراد اشفا مرادنا یا شافی المراد اشفا مرادنا اللهم عافنا في بدني اللهم عافنا في سمعي اللهم عافنا في بصري لا اله الا انت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستعيذ اے میرے مولا واسطہ تجھے تیرے اسم حسنا کا واسطہ تیرے اسم ذات کا واسطہ تیری سرکار کا جس کی وجہ سے تو نے کائنات پیدا کی میرے مولا واسطہ تیرے حبیب کا یا اللہ واسطہ تیرے حبیب کا یا اللہ واسطہ اس کی کالی کملی کا اس کی کالی چادر کا یا اللہ واسطہ اس کے نواسوں کا یا اللہ واسطہ یا اللہ واسطہ چادر بطول کا نواس رسول کا یا رحم کرنے والے تو رحم فرما دے یا کرم کرنے والے تو کرم فرما دے ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما اللهم رحمهم هما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم رحمهم هما كما ربياني صغيرا یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے یا اللہ ہمارے تمام رشتہ داروں کو بخش دے ہمارے لواحقین کو بخش دے میرے مولا یا اللہ تمام ہمارے جاننے والوں کو بخش دے تمام امت کو بخش دے تمام مومن مومنات کو بخش دے حضرت آدم علیہ السلام سے لے کے قیامت تک جتنے بھی مومن مومنات ہیں میرے مولا ان سب کو بخش دے وصلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلق ہی نور عرش ہی زینت فرش ہی وآلہ واصحابہ ازواجہ ذریاتی اہل بیتہ اجمعین برحمتك یا رحم الراحمین سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.